meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Any changes to the agenda?
No changes to the agenda.
Right. We'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as submitted. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrier, next item is the approval of the minutes of the February 14, 2019 meeting.
Unless you had any changes, they can be as submitted.
Make a motion to accept the minutes as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the February 14, 2019 meeting as submitted. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrier, next item is old business, and it appears that we have three items of old business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2018-28, Ocean Meadows Estate at Cedar Grove LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2018-28 for Ocean Meadows. Am I doing the right one? Yes. Stonemark Ventures LLC, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is the site of a 100-lot subdivision that received preliminary site plan approval in 2016 as the estates at Cedar Grove. Two, the applicant is seeking to amend that prior approval to allow 136 lots within the subdivision, which is within the permitted density and with a design that is allowed by the cluster subdivision provisions of the county zoning code. The subdivision, three, the subdivision will continue to have clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. The average lot size is 9,489 square feet. Four, the revised subdivision continues to meet the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Five, this revised subdivision with the conditions imposed upon it remains a superior design under the cluster subdivision ordinance. It continues to provide for the preservation of undisturbed forested areas, open space, and it will have active and passive recreational uses, including a multimodal path, walking areas, a pool, and a clubhouse. There remains approximately 39% of the site as open space. Six, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Seven, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. Eight, during the hearing on subdivision 2016-2, there were concerns expressed about preserving the forested area in the northern portion of the site. Preservation of the forested area was included as a condition of approval, and it was reflected in the approved site plan. This approval will take that into account as part of the conditions of approval. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions, which are similar to those imposed as part of subdivision 2016-2. A, there shall be no more than 136 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. D, all entrances and roadway improvements shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. E, the forested area adjacent to the ridings at Rehoboth Subdivision shall be preserved and shall not be disturbed. The street identified as Wentworth Avenue shall be eliminated from the plan along with lots 68 through 71 to preserve the forested area near the adjacent properties in the ridings at Rehoboth. Throughout the remainder of the site, the applicant shall also maintain as many wooded areas as possible. All of these undisturbed forested areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. F, a forested or landscape buffer of at least 20 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. The final site plan shall contain a landscaped plan for these areas. G, no wetlands shall be included with any lots. H, a system of sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. I, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system. J, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. L, if required by the school district, a school bus stop shall be provided. The developer shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation coordinator to establish the school bus stop area. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. M, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. N, there shall be emergency access provided between the Addy Avenue cul-de-sac and the property to the northeast. This access shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and noted on the site itself, and it shall be installed as part of the phase for that area of the subdivision. Such access shall be made available for emergency use if and when the adjacent property to the northeast is ever developed. O, deliveries to or from the site shall only occur between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Other construction activities shall only occur between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No construction shall occur on Sundays. P, the swimming pool and clubhouse shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 70th residential building permit. Q, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. R, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2018-28, Ocean Meadows, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2161, Howard Weston Development Company, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for CU number 2161 for Howard Weston Development Company, LLC, for a professional office based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is consistent with other uses in the area of Route 9. There are many business uses, commercial zones, and conditional uses in the area. Two, the use as a professional office in this location will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of present and the future residents of Sussex County residents by providing such a use in a convenient location. Three, the applicant intends to utilize the existing structure on the property as an office. This is consistent with other small business uses along Route 9. Four, the use with condition and limitations placed upon it will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or roadways. Five, no parties appeared in opposition of this application, and there were two letters in support of the application from neighboring property owners. Six, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to professional office use only. B, as stated by the applicant, the use shall occur within the existing structure that will be removed by the applicant while maintaining its residential appearance, renovated by the applicant while maintaining its residential appearance, excuse me. The hours of operation shall be between 7 and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any Sunday hours. D, any dumpsters shall be located on the rear of the property and screened from viewing of the neighboring properties and roadways. E, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements concerning entrance traffic and roadway improvements. F, all exterior lighting shall be downward screened so it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, with the exception of the required handicap spaces, all parking shall be located in the rear of the property behind the office. The parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. H, one lighted sign shall be permitted on the property. The sign shall be no larger than 32 square feet per side. The sign may be electric messaging display, but it shall only be operated during the hours of business. I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2161, Howard Weston Development Company, LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. The next item is change of zone number 1872, T.S. Smith and Sons Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of change in zone 1872 for T.S. Smith and Sons, Inc., for a change in zone from AR1 to C3, heavy commercial, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C3 heavy commercial zoning is designed to allow auto-oriented retail and service businesses that serve local and regional residents. Permitted uses include retail uses, restaurants, offices, and vehicle service stations. Two, the site is surrounded on three sides by C1 general commercial zoning. It also has more than 1,200 feet of frontage on Route 13. This location is appropriate for this type of zoning. Three, besides the frontage along Route 13, the site also has extensive frontage along Redden Road, North Main Street, and Fawn Road. Any permitted development of this site will have multiple points of access, which will mitigate any traffic generated by future uses of the site. Four, this location is adjacent to the town limits of Bridgeville, which is an appropriate location for C3 zoning. Five, the site is in the town center area according to the current Sussex County land use plan. This type of commercial use is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Six, this rezoning will not adversely impact neighboring property area roadways or nearby public facilities. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Nine, any future use of the property will be subject to the site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
The moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1872, T.S. Smith & Sons Incorporated, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearing. We're glad to have you with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Wheatley.
All right.